Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are here with amazing, as usual, co-host Miss Sarah Fraser to welcome the one, the only back, Mr. Peter Madrigal.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you, Sarah. Hope you're doing amazing.
You got the cigar.
We are.
Victory cigar.
You were just saying you surprised some Vanderpump fans last night.
Yes, I did. So so I have a little bit of a deal with Weight Watchers. So I created a cocktail for them with a video that kind of went viral all over the place. I don't know if y'all saw that.
I did. You were on the beach. You were making what looked like a delicious cocktail. And I was like, Peter, get those coins, honey, from Weight Watchers. I love to see you.
Thank
all
you.
Shopping.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you very much. So that video kind of went viral for something I said at the end. And then Weight Watchers wanted me to surprise a fan of Vanderpump Rules at her house, you know, there, because she was having a party and I was going to be a special party guest. I was a surprise guest. And that video is going to drop later on today, or, you know, at the, when you drop this particular interview, you know, it'll have happened already, but yeah. It was a lot of fun last night. I got to go to her house, make a couple of cocktails for her and her friends. And it was the Three's a Crowd drink that I made for Weight Watchers. So yeah. I went and reconstructed that cocktail at her place. And yeah, it was a lot of fun last night.
I mean, is this good for, I mean, is this bad for anyone's business? That's really my question.
I don't think so. Maybe his.
You think? Because here's the thing.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Schwartz and Sandy's.
I went to Schwartz and Sandy's. Now, granted, it was a Wednesday night, but it wasn't so dead. It was pretty packed.
Pretty packed? That's good. Yeah. That's good. Good for them. You know, maybe, as they say, maybe bad publicity is good publicity. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that old adage.
Well, and you were saying the last time you were on with us, I mean, Sir was going gangbusters. I'm assuming, Sir, how is business still gangbusters?
Yeah. It's always gangbusters, but now it's even more gangbusters. But yeah, it's always busy at Sir. Sir is the mothership.
Yeah.
You know, Sir is the mothership, but we have seen an uptick in a lot of across the board, you know? So, I mean, I've noticed that, you know, I take a lot of pictures. Actually, I haven't noticed anything because I always take a lot of pictures. So
people,
it's always something.
We still need to come in, but you know, I mean, I don't know about the numbers from the, I don't know if you saw them, Sarah, from this reunion, but the numbers from the finale, 4.1 million people have watched that. That's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's awesome. Actually. I love it. It's great. Really? Thank you everybody for watching. I really appreciate.
Are you shocked? I mean, I am still shocked. It's like what Andy Cohn said last night. I mean, Sarah and I were just talking about this before he went on. Like, everyone in this group has cheated. It's an incestuous group. Like, I haven't. You haven't.
You and Katie are the only two that haven't cheated.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, but when, you know, like David was saying, does that put this all in perspective for you, Peter? I mean, when Andy said that, I sort of thought, that kind of takes the wind out of the sales of this whole thing. I mean, he went through the list of like how even Lala and Ariana had hooked up while she was with Sandoval. I mean, you know, she had cheated before. I guess she ended up disclosing that to Tom, but it is kind of crazy that they all cheat.
Well, I mean, there is a difference, though, in my opinion, like with, you know, okay. So on one hand, yeah, you have cheat, you know, that they did stuff, but this one was months and months and months and months and months on end. And it was from someone who I never thought would do it. You know what I mean? That's the difference, I guess. I don't know. I was kind of, side blow. I didn't really see it coming. Actually, I didn't see it coming at all. And when it did, it's like I've said it before. I was very surprised that it happened. You know what I mean? So for me, I keep on going back to it. The reason why I've had a lot of comments on this one is because I was directly involved, because, you know, I feel like I was used, you know, to cover this whole thing up, you know, no matter what anybody says. It's like, oh, well, you weren't directly involved. Yeah, I was, because we were dating, you know, Rachel and I went on a couple of dates before, you know, like while they were hooking up. You'll never convince me that it was like, oh, that one night in the hot tub. No, it was a lot longer than that, you know? So that's just my perspective.
Did you think it was, I mean, because I was looking at the comments on Instagram, a lot of people find it humorous that like she's in this trailer 100 yards away, just sitting there watching the whole thing so far.
I saw that. I mean, like, because last night I was, after I made the drinks for everybody, they restarted the episode and I was watching it and I saw that a couple of times cut to her in the trailer, you know? So I found that very interesting, very amusing.
They kept showing her.
I know. Well, they wanted a reaction. They wanted different reactions from her, I suppose. And next week is going to be very interesting.
What did you think of the cast behavior last night? I mean, I know everybody was passionate.
In what respect? I didn't really see it. So, which behavior are you talking about?
Okay, well, James Kennedy of Twice tried to attack Tom Sandoval. You had Lala going up against verbally Lisa Vanderpump, basically saying that she rejected Lisa Vanderpump's opinion, because Lisa Vanderpump is sort of saying everyone's cheated. People do this all the time. You know, let's like keep this in perspective, because Lala had referred to Tom Sandoval as basically being dangerous. And that's where Lisa stepped in and goes, okay, you can't label this man as dangerous.
She actually also said, this is Randall. She's like, in 5 years or whatever, Tom Sandoval is the same as Randall. And Lisa was like, wait a second. And Lala would not, like, Lala spoke back to Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, you don't speak back to Lisa Vanderpump. I don't care. That's not, Lisa's the, I mean, Lisa put everybody on the map, you know, and Lisa and I had a moment at Vanderpump Dogs and she was like, I love you. And I was like, I love you more. She's like, that's not possible, Peter. I was like, well, I think it is. But why would you talk back to Lisa? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, it is what it is. I guess.
What did you make of James Kennedy, though, going after? I mean, I kind of want to see these two fight, because it would seem like, I don't know, the weakest two people on earth battling it out. I mean, Tom Sandoval's nail polish versus James hairspray. But what did you think? I mean,
he stood off.
It's like I think that I had a little bit of a forethought. I thought that those two, if anybody, because I heard that, you know, like everybody else, I heard that there was some of this ruckus on the set. So I automatically assumed it was James Kennedy, you know, as I think everybody else did. And sure enough, it turned out to be right. That was pure conjecture. I don't know. I think that James thinks that they were hooking up even before the breakup between James and Rachel. That's what I think. That's what I think was happening. I don't know. Like, I could be wrong. I'm more likely I'm wrong. But I just, like, you look at things, you look back in time, and you're like, oh, wait, why would I trust you, especially after, like, doing what he did, you know, for 7 months, 8 months. So since Coachella of 2022, you know, that Dumois post.
you think maybe that Raquel was hooking up, or Rachel, as you call her, when everyone else calls her, was hooking up with Tom maybe while she was still with James?
I mean, I think that's why James is all like, wait, you know what I mean? You start looking back on things. And I didn't know the relationship between Rachel and James, right? But I mean, was there ever like a moment, if you look at the way that James has responded to this whole thing, was there ever like a moment where he was like looking at him like, what the fuck's going on over here? You know? And then of course, Tom paying for some of the engagement party or whatever he paid for, you know, you just kind of like start thinking about things a little bit. That's all I'm saying, you know? And I guess that's why James Kennedy's so upset, you know? Because this is a guy who he was really, really good friends with. All of a sudden, you find out that he's hooking up with your ex. You know, it's different. Like, for instance, it's different with me. You know what I mean? When I went up to James, I was all like, I'm taking Rachel out. Or Raquel. You see it in the show. I'm taking Raquel out. He's like, you know what? Have fun. You know what I mean? I don't know what he said in the interviews because I didn't watch the whole thing. But yeah, he was like, all right, cool, whatever. But I was not like in their lives while they were together. I was just kind of like, oh, okay, cool. James and Raquel, awesome, whatever. And then when they broke up, I was all like, that is a long story in and of itself, because, you know, it was like that kind of bloomed out of Reddit or something. That's another story for another time. I'll probably put it in a book or something. But yeah.
I'll admit it. As important as it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. I've been telling you guys for a few weeks about these amazing Nebula 9, basically vodka in a can. They're ready to drink cocktails. Then I want to know which is your favorite. Come on, you've had several weeks to try these out, guys. My favorite's the Great Beyond, but I wonder if yours is the same or if you like Moscow Mule, the Pineapple Passion Fruit Paradise, or the Pommy Blue Cosmo better. Forget having to like mix drinks at home or make your own drink. These are literally like you open the can and you drink. And the best thing, each can is equal to 2 shots of vodka. Of course, drink responsibly, but how great is that? Also, it's the summer and I need to keep my summer body going. So there's no sugar added, which I love. They're made with real fruit juice and the taste is just so damn good. One of the best things for me about the Nebula 9 ready to drink cocktails, they come right to your front door. You can drink them at home or take them on the go. So listen, order yours at nebula9vodka.com and use promo code VELVET for 10% off your order. You can thank me later. Of course, always drink responsibly. Must be 21 or older to purchase. That's nebula9vodka.com. Use promo code VELVET for 10% off and DM me and let me know what flavor is your favorite. And you think Lala, you know, you don't speak back to LVP no matter what.
I don't speak back to her. I love LVP. I love Lisa. So
I think
that's my position on Lisa. Love her.
I was a little shocked. I think because of the Randall and like Lisa was kind of like, you can't say that. Mm-hmm. I think Lala got, I'm not taking sides. I think she was so upset of just like, Lisa, you don't know what you're talking about with what I've been through with Randall.
Okay. I mean, like that's something you see, and this is what I get at with everything. the reason why I'm so involved in this is because I was directly involved. I was always content to being Peter Sir manager and having a drink at the bar and having a good time. And that's it. You know what I mean? But because I feel like I was directly involved in this whole thing, I have to address it, especially after she called me a starter pony. But as far as the Randall Lawless situation, I always knew Randall was like, you know, I had a meeting with him once to pitch some ideas, and he was like making, you know, he was making himself sound bigger than he was. And I was like, all right, you know, well, help me get like a TV or movie deal, you know? And nothing ever came to fruition from that. So I was like, well, either this guy doesn't like me very much, or he's a fraud. It turns out he was a fraud. But as far as their relationship goes, I mean, I have no idea because I was not directly involved in that. I'm not going to get involved in the relationship between Lala and Randall. I do know that he was a scumbag, and you know, and then once that thing dropped, the article from LA Times, well, there you go. There's not much more that you could say, you know? I mean, Peter, come on.
Do you think that Tom Sandoval is dangerous? I mean, do you think, even though Lala shouldn't have
said that? Do I think Tom yeah. Sandoval is I don't think he's a danger to me. I mean, no, I don't think so. I mean, he made a brutal mistake. I'll never try. Like, I don't trust that guy, but do I think he's dangerous? In what way? Like, do you think he's going to come and punch me? I mean, like, there's not going to be, don't do that.
Well,
you know?
She's saying he's a maniacal, narcissistic cheater who, you know, basically coerces. This is what they're all saying, kind of, that Sandoval really has Schwartzy under his thumb, you know, has convinced Raquel to come along with his story. I mean, she's saying he's dangerous in the way that he is a serial cheater.
So he's a manipulator.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, okay. So as long as you know that he's dangerous in a manipulative kind of way, and that makes people look at him like, okay, well, I got to be careful with this guy. You know, that's one way to put it. But when someone says danger to me, that's like, should they be in jail? You know, that's what comes up in my mind, you know? I mean, if he's just kind of like going through his life, doing his thing, you know, it's like, yeah, well, if he's like that, you know, you stay away. You know what I mean? That's the way I look at it. You know, danger. That's something else entirely, you know. Will I ever trust him again? No. Will I confide in him? No. Absolutely not.
Do you see him at all? Like, when did you last talk to Tom Sandoval?
Oh, months and months ago, almost half a year ago. Yeah, with that whole text message thing I've mentioned before when I was in Tampa.
They also they were booing James and Lala. Everyone was booing him and Schwartz. Like, do you think this is well deserved, or do you think your friends have gone too far? Like, it was too much of a gang up on just one or two people.
I think, I do. I mean, like, after everything that's transpired, I do think it's well deserved. I mean, it's like I've said it before in the past. I've gone through my own fair share of breakups. If I see something not working, that's why I guess I haven't been in a long-term relationship like 9 years. If I don't see something working, we either got to fix it or move on. I just recently got out of a relationship last year, you know, and that was a whole, you know, another thing. But, you know, you have to step up to the plate and break up if you don't see it going anywhere. That's basically my issue. You know, that's where I see that's my problem with this whole situation, was that he didn't step up to the plate and say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. You know, our goals are not aligned. We got to break up, you know. But then again, I would have done that 5 years ago, you know, big difference. So, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think, Ariana, you know, what did you think about her reaction last night? I mean, she's had unbelievable success, which I know doesn't replace the emotional aspect of it. But do you think she handled herself well in part one of the reunion?
I think so. I didn't really see the whole thing, but I think she did. I mean, I know she would have had, if I know that woman and I know her pretty well. Yeah, I think that she would have handled herself very well.
Do you think at this point, though, she should be like thanking Sandoval? I mean, last night she and Katie said they've made $200,000 in merchandise and their sandwich shop hasn't even opened. I mean, she's getting
congratulations
endorsement deals. I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. Have you yourself shot? I mean, I'd be shooting Tom Sandoval a message like, thanks, man. I mean, I'm getting a huge Weight Watchers endorsement.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanking him.
Yeah. I, thank you, Tom. Thank you so much. There you go. There's your thank you. You know, I mean, it's not like I'm not doing my own thing. I mean, like I've said before, I am a realist. I do real estate as well. And then I do, I'm looking at acquiring something. So yeah, you know, I'm working my ass off.
You know, Ariana, well, like you said, how do you think she has handled this publicly? Like, have you been impressed?
She's very strong. She's very strong with everything that she's done. You know, so she, you know, with, you know, I'm sure that inside it's like tearing her apart, but you know what? The outward appearance, she's like strong and she's handling it very, very well, in my opinion, you know?
Do you think, I mean, this is just human nature. Cause there, like Sarah said, there are so many endorsement deals coming to her. And I mean, one thing has nothing to do with another, like if you're heartbroken, but as she gets all these endorsement deals, and there's a lot, like, do you think the rest of the cast will eventually just kind of start to say, like, I don't know, like turn on her, start to get that is how it works. I mean, maybe I just have a negative view of the world, but.
I mean, like, wait, you mean jealousy?
Yes.
I don't know about the rest of it. I don't get jealous. I congratulate people for their success. I love it. I love when people are successful. Friends, close acquaintances. I love it when they're successful. You know, one of my buddies just closed a big deal and I'm like, you know, applauding him for it. So I don't really get, I'm just like, I stay in my lane and do my own thing, you know?
Yeah. Peter, in part one of the reunion last night, also Ariana and Lisa had a moment because Lisa said she's not going to cut off Schwartz and Sandoval. You know, she's not going to stop working with them. And the cast has famously, including yourself, said you guys will not film with Tom Sandoval. And Ariana said last night, I will not be friends with people who are associated with Tom Sandoval. I mean, do you think that's a good move for her, especially when it comes to Lisa Vanderpump?
And Lisa spoke back to her too. Lisa was like, well, what do you, Lisa wouldn't let Ariana out of it. She's like, what do you mean? Like,
and it was interesting. Ariana was very smart. She kind of backed right down. But I mean, Lisa was like, okay, well, tell me what you mean. You know, tell me. What do you mean by that?
She doesn't want to shoot with Tom Sandoval. I mean, like, maybe I did speak. I think when I said that, I was a little bit enraged. I was like, you know, pissed off with everything that was happening. I mean, I guess I would, but you know, it would be like an interesting moment between me and Tom, you know? So we'll see. Only time will tell, I suppose. It's everyone's prerogative whether they're going to shoot with anybody or not, I suppose.
So you would film with him if they came to you and asked?
Sure. We'll see. I don't know. It stays open. I you know what? I'm not going to give that answer. Time will tell, I suppose.
And Ariana did say, I think she kind of changed it, but she did say, like, I won't really have someone in my life, or I won't really trust you, Lisa, anymore with, like, my deep, dark thoughts if you're with these. And she also said, I won't visit your establishments. She did say that, Sarah, right? Wow. Like, I won't come to Sir. Like, I won't, well, maybe, okay, Sir, fine. But, like, I won't go to Tom. Like, she won't go to anything that is associated with making Tom or Tom money.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, yeah, I can understand her not going to Tom Tom anymore. Would you go to Tom Tom if you had just if this had just happened to you? No, absolutely not. You know, so I understand her position. She would, yeah, if she doesn't want to go to Tom Tom, that's directly associated with a guy who was cheating on her for like, what, 8 months, a year, maybe more, you know?
Peter,
I mean, would you all do that?
No.
There you go.
Personally.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to any of your establishments anymore. No.
No. I mean, maybe Sir, she can come to Sir, but I mean, going to Tom Tom? Yeah, I wouldn't do that. If I was in her shoes, you know, but that's because of what she's been through, you know?
You've spent time with Raquel. Like you said,
mm-hmm.
We've talked extensively, David and I have, about Raquel, I mean, now seeing the season unfold, even seeing her in that trailer watching, I mean, there does seem like there's something off, right? Like that emotionally it doesn't connect. Now that you've had time to reflect on the season, do you notice that there's a personality trait maybe we're not understanding about Raquel that she could do this?
I don't know. I mean, like when we went out for those couple of times, she was very distraught at being at James, like getting a new girlfriend right away, you know? That, and so, you know, I was like an emotional shoulder to cry on at that point in time. Consolidate me. But yeah, I didn't really notice anything, you know, when we spent time together. It was more like, you know, just kind of like talking about her past and her, what she wants to do with her future, et cetera, you know? So this is all like brand new. It was, I guess it was hidden. If you all are seeing something, it was hidden very deep down. It was buried somewhere down there.
I don't know. I just couldn't keep on an affair with my friend group, someone that was my best friend, and not be, I mean, to me also the, I know by the time they shot the reunion that they've all talked about this ad nauseum, but a little bit for me, what was off last night about the reunion is like the lack of emotion from any of them. Sheena was the only one towards the end who's like so brokenhearted about this. And, yeah. And Ariana is too, but it's more anger right now that we're seeing. But, and I guess Tom Sandoval did cry and then they all gave him shit. They were like, they didn't believe the tears. I guess that to me, the energy was like a little weird last night, I thought.
You thought what? That they were just, I mean, Sheena just broke down. Yeah. At the end.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's sad. Like I think the whole, and I'm sure Ariana's just cried out, you know, but I guess the whole thing is just really, I guess Sheena, you know, was really good friends with Raquel and defended her so much. So I can see why she's so emotional about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt like it was a little lack of like sadness about the whole thing. And where, I mean, I don't know. I'd be doing some serious self-reflecting if I was in the group, like after 10 years, we've all cheated with each other. This was going on. I mean, it's really sad that Raquel could do that. And Tom could do that. I don't know. Maybe I'm an emotional wreck.
Well, no, I mean like, here's the thing. The anger from Ariana is justified. You know? I mean, it is justified. I mean, like, come on. They were together. It's like literally a common law marriage at that point. They're together for 9 years. They had a house together, the whole thing. Yeah, I think the anger from her is justified. I mean, why wouldn't it be? You know?
Do you think like Schwartz is in a bad position? I mean, look, this is his friend. I mean, to me,
I wouldn't want to be Schwartz right now.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, wow, you're really between a rock and a hard place at this point. You know what I mean? Because it's like your best friend was cheating on his girlfriend of 9 years and you're caught in the middle of it and he's your business partner. And it's like, dude, yeah, I don't think I'd want to be Schwartz right now. Because it's hard to like call someone out like that when you're in business with them. And it's like, cause that could tank the business, you know, cause then you could have a breakup and yeah, it's a whole can of worms right there.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like either support your friend and just put your feet down and say, this is my best friend. I will not turn my back on him, mm-hmm. which he kind of did, but then he also kind of doesn't.
Doesn't.
Right, Sarah? Don't you think it's kind of like, mind you, Katie is coming on hard to Schwartz.
Well, that's
right. Yeah, go ahead, Peter.
That's another situation. I mean, it's like, dude, like, they were together for how many years? 11 years, you know, married for how many? I mean, yeah, that's another can of worms. Of course she can be angry with him because like, you know, their marriage didn't work out and she feels a little betrayed. So yeah, of course she can be angry, you know, but then she's the one that broke up with she decided to end it. But I mean, I guess he wasn't what she thought he was, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know what that, see, that's another relationship I never really I don't know. I don't know the backstory of the whole thing. I do know that they were dating for a long time, but I don't know where the disconnect started or how it started or what, you know, they both ended up wanting. So they grew apart, you know.
In retrospect, looking at this now, I don't know how those two were ever together. Just from like an outsider's watching, I'm like, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you look at it now and it's like, holy shit, you guys were together for 11 years? I think it was 11. 09? I think it was 09. Or 10, 2010. 13. Wow. Oh, wow. It's a long time. So, yeah, you look at it and you're like, oh, how did this happen? You know?
Peter, who do you think the hottest person was on the set last night? Like, who looked the best?
Lisa Vanderpump.
Like, you're like, that's my queen.
As Jon Snow repeated over and over and over at the end of Game of Thrones last season, yeah. McQueen. There you go.
We love a little Lisa. I mean, that was really one of the most shocking. I mean, I thought Lala and Ariana, I thought it was just more, I'm like, wow, okay, everyone's like on equal footing now, I guess, with Lisa. Like, she, right? Because neither really did back down. I don't even think that Ariana really backed down, Sarah, to her. She kind of was like.
I felt like she did. I think
you did?
Yeah, because Lisa was sort of saying to her, tell me what I should do then. Like, in reference to, Ariana was saying, I'm not being associated with anybody that has anything to do with Tom Sandoval. And then, of course, Andy says, what about Lisa? And, you know, Ariana goes, well, I'm not giving Lisa any business advice. I'm certainly not, you know, telling her how to run her businesses.
I saw
she backed right down. You know, I mean, I would have too, because LVP is responsible for everyone's career up there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lisa is responsible for everybody's career.
And I think you know this, Peter, in business. I mean, Lisa's in business with a lot of you guys. So I think
you
can't expect, like, Lisa was kind of getting to Ariana saying, well, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to sell my shares of Schwartz and Sandy? I own like 80%, you know? I mean, what do you
want? Does she really?
Tom,
she owns 80%.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't think she owns anything of Schwartz.
Yeah, I don't think she owns anything.
I think she called out Sandoval for it. I think I saw that.
Yeah.
Where Sandoval was all like, ooh, you know, I got to get away from Lisa. It's like, why would you want to do that? She's like an expert in.
And also, I could be wrong, but I think she revealed that she gave Tom their money back and Tom. So she actually let them keep a percentage without any money invested, which I would not do that. So that she's way, and I know Lisa has a ton of money, but that's to me very generous.
We got to have, it's called skin in the game. You got to have skin in the game, you know? Yeah, if they're not, she gave her the money back.
Right. That's, I mean, she was like, I gave them back. And I guess she just feels sweat equity. You guys deserved it. And you're out there promoting it. I don't know what her business senses are. That is the one thing where Ariana did back down. She's like, I would never give Lisa Vanderpump business advice, as you shouldn't.
Hmm. Interesting.
Peter finds this interesting.
Yeah.
Does LVP play favorites? Do you think she loves Sandoval and Schwartz over the other women?
I don't think that she plays favorites. I think that she's trying to keep the peace, you know, between everybody. That's kind of because I saw the last, I think, 10 minutes of the show last night. So I think that she's trying to, like, I don't know exactly what happened in the reunion, but I do remember what happened in the finale when she was giving a speech because she was sad about everybody kind of going their own way. And she was like missing everyone. And I do remember that speech. And it was very heartfelt, you know, how she told everybody that, you know, she loves each and every one of us. And, you know, it's like, we have to come together and, you know, continue to being friends or, you know, it was very heartwarming. And it struck me a little bit because of what was happening at that point in time. Granted, this was before Scandal, but yeah. You know, so I think that she was just trying to keep the peace. And I've observed that many times before.
How is
I'm
this?
I'm going to take this shot of vodka.
I was going to say, I couldn't tell what you poured. I was like, it seems like vodka or tequila. I couldn't see. I need to send you some Nebula 9 vodka, which is Sarah knows this is my, it is a sponsor, but it is vodka in a can and it is really great.
Actually,
I'll make a cocktail out of it.
Yeah, you should get Peter to review vodka. In a can. Like, Peter, would you drink vodka in a can? Seems like a...
Well, I mean, it's also a fruit juice.
I'll do a whole video on, like, reviewing it, and then I will make a cocktail out of it.
Okay, I'm going to send some to you.
Because I'm a mixologist, so I mean, like I said, you know, with Weight Watchers, I designed a whole drink for them, and then with... Clamato, I did 10 cocktails for them, and then I have my own cocktail list. I'm gonna be publishing a blog very soon with all my recipes on it, you know, for different drinks, the Clamato collection, the Weight Watchers, my own collection. Yeah, I got a couple of them coming up. And then I don't know, I was gonna launch it last week, but then I don't like the website that I was using for it. So I think I'm gonna do Substack. So we'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you think this show can go on? Because Ariana has said that she will not film with Tom or Raquel. And I mean, I doubt that the producers and the Evolution wants to get rid of Tom Sandoval at this point. So, they certainly don't want to get rid of Ariana. So how is this going to work?
Oh man, how do I put this? You know what? I think that, there can be incentives in there, you know,
as in here's a ton of money, Ariana, and here's money, Tom, and just me, or here's,
I don't know. You said it, not me. Your lips to God's ears.
have you heard from producers yet? Like, hey Peter, we want you back.
Yes. Oh no, I haven't heard anything like that. I do know that I think there's a little bit of, I think that the negotiations will start soon. I'm not sure. Like, everything's up in the air right now. So we'll see. I'm curious to see how the ratings are for this episode from yesterday and next episode next week.
Yeah. Dude, nobody gets 4 million views. I mean, I'm sure the reunion, I mean, no, I can't even think of a show short of Tucker Carlson. Like, I mean, on television. You know, really, famously get like 5-10 million views a night, but like nobody gets that.
Not on Bravo anywhere near it these days.
Exactly. And but the reason why is because there's so many options for entertainment today. You know what I mean? And this one has reached like a fever pitch. That's why everybody's been tuning in. So yeah, I can see, you know, because, and then of course you're going to want to be one of the first to see the episode, because if you wait till it premieres on Peacock, it's all like, oh, well, you're already behind the eight ball, man. You know, you're yesterday's news, you know? So everybody's going to be wanting to be the first to see it. And the next episode, whew, they're building that up and it's going to be massive. The numbers for the second episode are going to be insane. Yes.
I mean, even in seeing the trailer, and because at first you're so excited for the first thing, but then when you see the trailer, you're like, oh my God, like Raquel is going to come face to face with Ariana. Like, holy shit.
Yeah. And that's going to be something that is going to be intense.
To me,
to say the least.
It's going to be intense. To me, like, I feel, because like you talk about Ariana last night, Sarah, I feel Ariana seems so different already, like in these interviews she's done this past week, because like she seemed to really have come a long way, even from it happening to the reunion and now the reunion to like appearing on The View 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Right? Like she's moving through the phases of five stages of grief.
Five stages of grief.
Yeah.
Peter, what do you make? You know, Ariana said she's quite angry with people who think that Scandoval was staged. Do you think that Scandoval, even a part of it, could have been staged? I mean, the timing couldn't have been better.
No, because let's just put it this way. I'm not going to get into the details because I know a lot more. You know, I know a lot of stuff behind the scenes, but it's not staged. I look back on some of the stuff that happened and I'm all like, that's why. Okay. Yeah, it's not staged.
You're certain. You're certain, that maybe they were having, you don't think that Raquel and Tom could have been having an affair, obviously, since August, maybe, that producers
April,
according to you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't think that the relationship was clearly over between Tom and Ariana, and then maybe somebody knew they were cheating, fed that to producers. Producers like egged it on. You don't think there's any chance that could be true? I mean, I don't think so.
I don't think that any of that could be true. What I think from my own experience is that, yeah, this happened and everyone's shocked by it. And that's why you have such vitriolic emotions against it. You know what I mean? That's why there's so much anger and just kind of like, yeah, that's exactly why. Because it's not fake. It really happened. And look, me looking back on what happened to me during this period of time, I'm all like, oh, okay. That's the reason why that happened. Got it. You know what I mean? You look back and you're like, oh, okay. I see. I get it. You know?
If your phone rang and it's Raquel and she apologizes, I'm so sorry, Starter Pony. I'm sorry you feel used. I'm sorry. Would you accept Raquel's apology?
Make it public.
Okay, so what if she did an Instagram post and posted?
Sure, I'll accept it. That doesn't mean that anything changes between us, but sure, I'll accept the apology. Of course, I'll accept the apology. Make it public, but that doesn't mean we're going to be cool. I mean, it's like, all right, apology accepted. Moving on. Don't care. Cheers to that.
So, Peter, at this point, who are you friends with? Oh,
yeah. Just do the shot, Peter. Just do it.
No, I know. I'm discovering some things on this episode that I didn't even think about or contemplate or.
Like what?
Yeah. Huh?
Like what?
Like, eventually I'll let you know. But, you know, okay, well, just, you know, how people are perceiving this whole thing like, oh, it's fake. It's staged. It's like, it's not staged. I can tell you right now, I don't lie. I don't need to. And, you know, from my experience, what transpired with me, the, you know, during filming, I reckon, like, I look back and I'm all like, that's why this happened. That's why I didn't want to do this, you know, going down the list. So, yeah. So there's a lot that I'm just kind of processing, you know.
Peter, who have you been in touch with? Like,
I'm still friends with Sheena. I love Sheena. I love Brock. They're a happy couple. They're in a great place. I'm happy for Sheena. You know, Sheena and I have been friends for a long time. You know, we were I was at her birthday party and we were joking about us being roommates in Miami four years ago, 2019, for the bachelorette party, Brittany and Jax.
How is Sheena doing? Because, I mean, I know we saw on the reunion, she's known Sandoval from the beginning, like you.
Yeah, she's in a good place, but, you know, it's, you know, she looks at Sandoval like, you know, of course she looks at him differently. I think we had this conversation when I was on her podcast, you know.
Is she going to forgive him? I mean, I feel like Sheena, if anyone sitting up there would be.
Sheena has a big heart. She has a big heart for a lot of people.
Yeah, she seemed it. Yeah.
She has a big heart for a lot of people, you know. And for me, I don't know. We'll see where everything goes. But I'm definitely, like I told, I think it was Us Weekly. I am reevaluating everything around me. I've done a lot of reevaluations with a lot of people. So
that's a positive for you that could come out of all of this.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Because then you start looking at former relationships or people that you've known for over a decade now, and you're like, oh, I guess I didn't really know you at all.
I mean, if I were Tom Sandoval, like, okay, you have LVP, you have Schwartz. Out of everyone else sitting on that couch, if I were just a calculating person, which it seems that he is, I think Sheena is your way into this. The rest of the group. That's who I would start mending fences with and try really hard.
Yeah. But you got to realize Ariana and Sheena are best friends forever. That relationship has gone on over a decade. You know what I mean? They started their relationship, I think at Villa Blanca and it's continued on to today. So I mean, that's going to be very, very difficult. That's a rock and a hard place too.
You're right.
You know, can't just
Ariana's made it clear, like she won't talk to anyone that's associated with him. So, and I don't blame her personally.
I was just about to say, I don't blame her either. You know, I can understand completely, because it's something that, you know, it's something that you didn't see coming. And after 9 years of being with someone, for this to happen, step up to the plate and get it done. That's my advice. If anybody wants to take advice from me, if you're not happy in a relationship, step up to the plate and break it off, because it's only going to cause heartache for the other party, yourself, their friends, etc. You see what I mean? Get it. Just finish it. You know, if you're not feeling it, move on.
You know? No, Sheena said it best in the finale when she sat down with Sandoval. She was like, dude, if, because he said, you know, Ariana had lost her dog, she'd lost her grandmother, all those things. It's like, call her brother, call her parents. Like, you know, you figure out a way, even if the person's emotionally low, like it's
crazy. But for me, that's not an excuse, because there's always something going on. You know what I mean? If I had a girlfriend right now and she broke up with me, I mean, I'm going to be like, because I've always got stuff going on. I always have something going on. If I was broken up with right now, it'd have been like very, you know, like, oh shit, I got to deal with that too. Or the repercussions of that, you know, it sucks, but it's something, it's like pulling off a Band-Aid, you know, you got to do it, get it done.
I think the problem with a lot of people, maybe not even Tom, but I think the problem is people want their cake and eat it too. They want that stability, and then they just want to go out and fuck everyone else.
Well, Sandoval seems like a serial. I mean, look, he seems like A-Rod, you know? I mean, Alex Rodriguez could be with the hottest chick in the world.
Jennifer Lopez.
He was with her, exactly. Yes. And it wasn't enough for Alex Rodriguez. So I just think with Tom Sandoval, there's something about, and here's the thing. I respect a man who, like Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter didn't get married till he was like 45 because he wanted to fuck around with everybody he possibly could. George Clooney, right? I mean, you respect Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was just going to say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Waits till they turn 18. That's a little weird, but the guy, you got to respect the guy. He will not, you know, boo up with these people. And Tom Sandoval is that guy. He loves the fame, it seems like. He loves the money now. He loves the chicks that are after him. And, you know, just own it. To me, it's like, just own it, Tom Sandoval. I think if Tom, in this reunion one, had just, the moment Andy asked him how he was, if he just said, look, I, you know, you guys are right, I'm a piece of shit, and I've realized through this process I love to fuck other chicks, and that's, I mean, I think people, he'd get tons of ass, everybody would respect him, and who's gonna argue that? You've just basically said, I'm a fucking piece of shit, and this is the and I know it, but instead it. He kind of started in with the tears and the
own it.
Own it. You own love it. The chase. That's it. You know?
Do you think that Kristen or Jax will be returning?
Time will tell. We shall see. I don't know. That'll be very interesting if they do. That'll be very interesting.
We had a lot of mentions of Miss Doty last night on that stage.
I bet you did. Because she made an appearance, right? Yeah, she made an appearance on the finale.
I feel if anyone's, I mean, you know, every time her name was mentioned, Lisa had a reaction. So I don't know how that would go. But I think Lisa's a businesswoman and she's a producer, I think, if it's good for the show, right?
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I have no idea. None. No clue.
I say justice for Doty. I'm a huge Kristen fan.
Huge Kristen fan. I love. I've always liked Kristen. Kristen and I have known each other for how many years? 14 years? 13?
Wow.
15 years. 15 years. I've known that woman for 15 years. Yeah.
Wow.
I've known her for a long, long time. She taught me how to. I started as a busser at Sir. She taught me how to fold napkins at Sir. And she taught me how to carry multiple glasses. She's the waitress that trained me to really, you know, carry extra multiple glasses and all this stuff. Cause she's I'll never forget it. my first day of training as a busser, she's all like, okay, Peter, how do you carry glasses? I grab one glass. She's like, oh, we got to teach you.
She owns like, her
you know,
shit.
Carrying multiple glasses and certain tables and all that stuff, you know. But yeah.
I'm a fan. What else? What else, Sarah?
Peter, I love to see you guys all having great success from something
Thank
that
you.
Obviously was very traumatic. Aside from Weight Watchers, anything you want to promote? I mean, give the codes. Tell people where they can support.
Yeah,
you.
So come check out my merchandise. I'm going to add some more t-shirts very soon. It's my website. It's numberoneguy.com. You can go check it out. It's N-U-M-B-E-R, the number one, the digit one, not O-N-E. It's just the number one, guy.com. So numberoneguy.com, go check that out. I've got a podcast coming out as well. It's going to be on YouTube. We finished a bunch of episodes already and we're putting it out there. I'm with, it's called the number one podcast, number one guy podcast. It's going to be on YouTube. You can check that out. I'm with like one of the number one guys in construction, general construction. Should have given me a call, guys, for that restaurant. Let's see here. So he's like one of the biggest one of the biggest general contractors here in California, Nevada. He also does work in Arizona, and then he does the podcast with me. What else? Check out my Instagram. I've got another video dropping. It might, by the time this comes out, the video will already be uploaded for Weight Watchers. But my Instagram is Peter_Madrigal, and then you can check me out on TikTok, same name.
And you're going to be hosting the you'll be at the finale for the reunion on June 7th, right? Aren't you going to be there? That's
I'm going to be there on June
7th. Sarah and I have been shut out. I don't know how that we. I mean, those reservations.
Can we?
Yeah, it's.
We want to cover it for this podcast. We want to give a huge shout out.
Let me see if I can.
Your Weight Watchers videos. Can we get in?
Let me see if I can get you in. I mean, I do have some power. You know, I think I can get you into the bar. You know, I do have some. I do have a modicum of a smidgen of power over there.
It's not even like we want it for free. We'll pay. It's like we went on to Open Table. It said $75 a person. I'm like, oh my God, there's no reservations left.
Wow, it went that quickly.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, Sarah, can't you ask Peter? Like,
I will share your Weight Watchers videos and tell people to buy your products. I will absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Okay, let me see what I can do. I'll work on that today. You got
we'll cover it for
we
this.
We love you, Peter. We're obsessed.
Love you,
yeah,
too.
We really appreciate you. You're like, we
you
really
are.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you, too.
And you let us know when your podcast is out. David and I both have huge podcasts. We will let our audiences know to go and start listening to you. So, okay. Peter, we're happy to promote you.
Yeah, it's on right. It's up right now. I'll send you the link.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We'll do
You're
this
welcome,
again.
Of course. Absolutely. I can't wait.
Thank you. See you guys later.
Bye. Bye, Peter. Thanks. Bye. We'll follow up.
Thank you.
Okay, perfect. See ya.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye, David. Bye, Sarah.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.